Imagine this scenario. Your friend calls you, their voice shaky, and they share some devastating news. How would you respond? It's a situation that can leave you grappling for words, your heart pounding, your mind racing. Psychologically speaking, this is our brain's fight or flight response kicking in, a primal instinct that can leave us feeling helpless, even paralyzed. But it's not just about you. Think about your friend. They're in shock, maybe denial, their world turned upside down. Now, let's turn to the Bible for guidance. Remember the story of Job? When he was struck with unimaginable suffering, his friends didn't offer words of advice or try to fix his problems. Instead, they sat with him in silence for 7 days, sharing in his sorrow. That's empathy, a powerful and healing response that's often overlooked. In such moments, your response can significantly impact your friend. But what should that response be? In the world of philosophy, we find varied perspectives on handling bad news and providing comfort. Consider Stoicism, a philosophy focused on acceptance and tranquility. Stoics advocate for recognizing the natural order of things, including hardships and pain, and accepting them as part of life's journey. This aligns with the biblical principle of mourning with those who mourn, found in Romans 12, verse 15. On the other hand, existentialism emphasizes the importance of finding meaning in suffering. It suggests that through the process of navigating pain, we can discover deeper truths about ourselves and the world around us. Again, this mirrors biblical teachings about the transformative power of suffering. These philosophies, though different, underscore the crucial role we play when a friend is facing bad news. We're called to be present, supportive, and understanding, offering comfort in their time of need. While philosophy provides us with different lenses to view suffering, it's important to remember that everyone's experience is unique. Psychology offers us practical tools to help a friend in distress, and interestingly, these align with many biblical teachings. One such tool is active listening, where we truly engage with what our friend is saying, mirroring their emotions and validating their feelings. This resonates with the biblical teaching in Proverbs 17:17, where a friend is said to show love at all times and is born to share adversity. Psychology also teaches us about the power of hope. Hope can foster resilience. It can encourage us to persevere through difficult times. This echoes the biblical concept of hope in God's promises, as found in Romans 15:4. Here we are told that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. In the end, helping a friend through tough times involves a mix of empathy, understanding, and hope. And remember, you don't have to have all the answers. Sometimes, just being there is enough.